is Grace, and you're listening to the Homebody Podcast. A few months ago, I had a vision, a dream, a waking dream, a lucid dream. And in the vision, there was like this, you could see the planet, and there was this layer around the outside of these sort of gray souls that completely surrounded the external layer of the planet, still very close and covering it in like 360 degrees. And there was this profound sense of hunger and discontentment, like this kind of groping sense of regret and reaching towards the planet with this insatiable need and discontentment. It was almost like they were kind of stuck in a hunger. And it created such a thick layer of mire and confusion and misplaced hunger that it was also affecting the people who were on Earth, with the souls on Earth. And it made the Maya, the illusion that this is all there is, it made that thicker so that those alive with the souls on the planet right now were even more stuck in that Maya of mundanity because of the presence of these sort of like the reaching, hungry, insatiable presences. And so in my dream, I asked, like, what are these? Like, what's going on here? And the answer was, these are souls who have lived or are living a life they regret. And it leaves them with a hunger that they're going to have to work out on this planet, this lifetime or the next. But until then, it just feeds this insatiability, this insatiable longing, because it's misplaced and it's confused. And then it feeds a sense of confusion and misplaced longing on the planet itself. And so then I asked, well, what's the antidote? Like, how do we remediate it so that both the layer of the hungry and also those suffering from that additional layer of illusion? And the response was, live a beautiful life. Live a beautiful life. That's the remediation. And for over a year now, I've been getting this steady message that's just become like this mantra that's just like living inside me, like beauty is enough, beauty is enough. And then over the late summer, fall, winter, it became beauty. I think beauty is everything. And I'm sure you know that when I say that, I'm by no means talking about the beauty industry, which I'm not going to get into. It's not even in this conversation. You know, true beauty awakens awe. True beauty awakens love. True beauty awakens hope and meaning and wisdom. True beauty awakens surrender. And it brings to mind people having these spontaneous, ecstatic experiences, like when they enter temples or old caves or places that are really full of beauty and instilled with so much grace and compassion, artistry, intention, whether they're man-made or not. And for no, quote, logical external reason, people receive or have a spontaneous transformation or breakthrough or mystical experience or a healing that they hadn't been able to access in any other way. And those profound moments of grace where we like finally see. And of course, we can't control those moments. And there's plenty of people who experience those places that don't have that experience, because those are moments, you know, we can't control when they come. However, we can create environments in which they are more likely to happen. And beauty is an integral part or a key ingredient in the environment of awakening. Beauty awakens the love that you can infuse into everything that you do. As an artist, making something that not only fulfills the story or the thread or the call that wants to come through, that's quite never felt like enough, but also finding the way in which it's beautiful, its own particular language or thread of beauty, and manifesting that through the work has always felt really important to me anyways. True beauty is perhaps then a powerful guide towards the story that you want to make, It's an arrow toward the role of the artist that we each take in our own lives, in our own stories, and in how we make meaning in the world. Because, of course, life is art. Your life is your greatest artwork, and so you are the artist. And in art, you don't have to prove, right? We just have to follow the thread of beauty, thread of curiosity. We choose what is true by choosing what is most beautiful to us. The biggest truths are unprovable, and that doesn't mean you can't know them, however. You know what you know because you recognize the beauty. You can choose the story that is beautiful, choose the action, the words, the infusion, the process that is beautiful, and it being beautiful is enough. There doesn't have to be more reason to do it. There doesn't have to be more reason to choose it. Beauty takes us out of that field of correct. Beauty takes us out of the field of right, wrong, out of the field of proving, out of the field of duality. Just like there's no right art, there's no correct dance. Beauty pulls us into another conversation entirely. And so when you're looking at what is true or which way to turn, which meaning to make, choose what is beautiful. Follow the beautiful trail. Leave a beautiful trail. You'll recognize it when you see it. Follow it. Beauty opens the heart. Beauty is the light. Beauty is enough. Beauty is everything. And true beauty is about creation, which is different from control. And we get control mixed up with a lot of different things, right? We're like, oh, this word sounds fun and like I'm doing it, but secretly underneath what we think we're doing is just control. So the voice of control is often saying something like, when I've manipulated my external circumstances to be just so, then I can live my best life. Or when I've got the perfect partner, there isn't one, made my parents happy, when I have this particular house or X amount of money or this beauty cream, or when I weigh this much, or when my favorite politician is elected president, or when this law passes. Control says when that next thing happens, then I can create, then I will be living my beautiful life. But beauty doesn't come from control. Beauty pulls us back to creation and surrender. We get control confused with a lot of things. You know, we confuse it also with sovereignty, right? That sense that like, I'll be sovereign in my life when I've made my external environment and everyone around me to be exactly what I need to feel okay right now. But that's not what sovereignty is. Sovereignty isn't control. Sovereignty is about being sovereign no matter what happens. It's not controlling or constricting the mundane reality to be exactly what we think we want right now. Sovereignty is being centered enough to be sovereign no matter what. And when we chase control as the pretend version of security or sovereignty, we're setting ourselves up for that life that we regret because we controlled it instead of creating it. And it's the same with beauty. It's not about control. It's about creating the reflection or the fragrance, the sensation of awe or worship, really, all around us, infusing it into everything we do, leaving the trail. Because beauty is the fragrance of the future. You might not be able to see it, but you know she was here. And this illusion of control, it creates fear and is a response to fear, which feeds more fear. And this is one of the most prevalent dynamics on the planet because there is so much fear and we try to eradicate the fear by the illusion of control. But fear isn't healed by control. Fear can only be healed by freedom. And when we know we are okay, no matter what happens, no matter the outcome, then we have no reason to be afraid. I said earlier that true beauty inspires awe, worship. Beauty is devotion. When we venerate something, we hold it in awe, in respect, in devotion. And the root of the word venerate comes from the word for Venus, who is the goddess of many things, but of course, she is the goddess of beauty. Beauty is devotion. And so living a beautiful life is an antidote to the fear, to the insatiability of control. Living a beautiful life, creating beauty, and leaving her trail is enough to heal on both sides of the veil. Beauty is enough. Beauty is everything. The moment may not be able to be luxurious, but it can be beautiful. This moment may not be happy, but it can be beautiful. It may not be comfortable, but it can be beautiful. This moment will not stay the same. It may not deliver the news that you want. It may rock the boat. It may undo something that you wanted done. But no matter the moment, we can find the beautiful. Whatever the moment, it can be beautiful. It may not have the ending that you want or be a place that you don't feel like you want to be right now, but the story can still be beautiful, and we can't control the ending anyway. So let's just make a beautiful story. And that's how we bring ceremony to everything. Yes, we play by the laws of nature, but magic is also a force of nature, and the system is not. Live a beautiful life, which is what it means to live a life without regret. Enter the aeon of beauty. Beauty is everything. The means is the end.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a few moments to subscribe to the show, leave us a review, and share the episode. These small tasks help our independent podcast so much. Be sure to also check out the show notes below to learn more about any resources, guests, or sponsors that we shared with you today. Our intro and outro music was created by artists Aaron Palovic and Jared Kelly. Our podcast logo was created by Elaine Stevenson, and this show is produced by Softer Sound Studio. Thank you for being here. Be well. Peace.